This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, good morning. Parashas Kiseitze, the Torah tells us, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Yavai, Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Gamdor Asiri, Lo Yavai Loi, Bekal Hashem. The Torah says one cannot marry a Mamzer. The Mamzer cannot enter the congregation of Hashem, even the 10th generation. Why the emphasis on even the 10th generation? Why would the 10th generation be any different? So there is a Vart that is attributed to Reb Leibush Charif. This Vart can be found in the Sefer Lachzos B'Nayim Hashem. In the Sefer Tiv HaParsha, it is also attributed to Reb Leibush Charif. Others attribute it to Reb Aryeh Leib Tzintz. In the Sefer Pitputei D'Oraisa, it's attributed to Reb Aryeh Leib Tzintz. And they say as follows. Here is the factor of the 10th generation. Every child comes from a father and mother. So, a mamzer in the first generation is a half. In the Dar HaRishayin, it would be a half. The Dar HaSheni, because there are four grandparents, is a quarter. In the third generation, an eighth. The fourth generation, a 16th. The fifth, 132nd of a mamzer. In the sixth, 164th. In the seventh, 1 out of 124. In the eighth, 1 out of 256. In the ninth, 1 out of 512. And in the 10th generation, he's 1 out of 1024. So the mamzer is already out of 1,000, may elef. Now is a davar iser batol be'elef? Some isurim are batol be'elef. So the Torah is saying, but not the mamzer. Even in the 10th generation, where the mamzer is be'elef, is 1 out of 1,024, because we hold beria afilu be'elef loy batel. This is the explanation of Rab Leibush Charif, or Rab Aryeh Leib Tzintz, of why the Torah emphasizes the 10th generation. However, there is a sefer, Rishimois Shnois Dar, a Rav Baruch Strasburger, and he brings that Rav Leibush Charif actually had a different question. And that is, in the Yushalmi wants to know, is the Mamzer Asr in the 11th or the 12th or the 13th generation? Maybe he's only Asr in the 10th, because that's all the Torah says. So the Yushalmi brings a Gzeres Shava. The Gzeres Shava is, it says by Amon Amayav, Alav, Lo Yavei Amoni Umayavi Kal Hashem Ad Oilam. So just like Amon Amayav is Ad Oilam, Mamzer is also Ad Oilam. This is in the Yushalmi in Asara Yochsin. Frekt Reb Leibush Charif, even though we hold that a Beria is not Batal Be'elef, but the Yushalmi holds a Beria is Batal Be'elef. Now according to the Yushalmi, why are you not allowed to marry Mamzer in the 10th generation? You have to say, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that even though the Mamzer is a Beria, and he's Be'elef, he's still Aser. So Aser, Leibush Charif, according to the Yushalmi, that even though typically a Beria is Batal Be'elef, here the Torah is saying, no, the Mamzer is not Batal Be'elef, then why do I need a Gzeres Shava to learn out from Layavi Amoni Mayavi? I would have thought a Mamzer should be Mutter in the 10th generation. So the Torah comes and says, no, he's not Mutter in the 10th generation. Gzeres HaKosov. Well, once I have a Gzeres HaKosov that the Mamzer is also even in the 10th generation, then why would I think he becomes Mutter at any other point? And I should not need a Gzeres Shava to learn out that a Mamzer is also forever. Once the 10th generation is Aser, which he should have been Mutter according to Yushalmi, so then I know the Mamzer is Aser forever. Bishlam, according to the Bavli, that a Beria is Aser even be'elef and is not Batal be'elef. So, there's no reason to have thought in the 10th generation it should be Mutter. So the Torah says the 10th generation is Aser, but maybe only the 10th, maybe not the 11th. But once I would have thought the 10th should be Mutter, and the Torah still says it's Aser, according to the Yushalmi, that I would have thought the 10th generation should be Mutter, because it's Be'elef, and the Torah still says it's Aser, so why do I need a Gzeres Shava to say it's Aser Ad Oilam? I already know that if it's Aser for the 10th generation, it should be Aser Ad Oilam. So this is the question that is attributed to to Rav Leibish Charif of according to Yushalmi that Beria is Batel Be'elef, why does Yushalmi need a Gzeira Shava? Once the 10th generation is Aser, then we should know on our own that the Mamzer is Aser forever. Okay, wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.